my bone. I can feel it when I sing them lonesome songs. I can tell by the way I feel that it comes.
The Fresh Grass Bluegrass Festival in Massapequa takes place this Friday through Sunday, September 18th through the 20th. Fresh Grass is rich in both traditional and cutting-edge bluegrass presented in a wide array of venues, an opportunity for enthusiasts to both appreciate and participate. Fresh Grass is a family-friendly festival brimming with bright talent on four stages and also in Massapequa's galleries, which is really cool. This year's festival boasts performances by Dwight Yoakam, Punch Brothers, the Del McCoury Band, and many, many others. Workshops are there as well. The 2015 Fresh Grass Award Contest, Fresh Scores, more on that later, The Man in Grass, a Fresh Grass tribute to Johnny Cash, Food, Art, and Lootery. What more do you need? Here to tell us more, Sue Killam, Massapequa's Managing Director of Performing Arts, and Jody Joseph, Director of Communications. Wonderful to see you both. Always lovely to have you on the program.
Thanks so much for having us, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Nice to be here again.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to have you here. I have to say, I spent a lot of time in Williamstown this summer because, I just couldn't stop looking at Van Gogh. And so I found myself going around a lot and spending a lot of time in North Adams. So you have done a wonderful job over all summer of promoting this event and talking about this event and having it out there. And so I think there's great excitement, obviously, building. So just give me the quick story on how Fresh Grass came to be.
Fresh Grass came to be because a supporter and friend of Massapequa is a sort of
Kentucky-born
bluegrass fan. His passion is bluegrass, and he sort of brought the idea to us and said, "You have the successful festival history. Can we do one about bluegrass?" And so we did. And I got to say, since it's kernel of an idea, which we kind of pulled off in a mere 6 weeks, I think the first time we did it, has turned into this great festival, and it's really strongly supported by the audience. People love it. And it's just sort of another sort of great side of Massapequa's festival presenting. So
this is year number what? Of
five, I think.
Okay.
If we count the very small beginnings, I think it's five.
It's safe to say this is the biggest one you've done so far?
We're hoping that's going to turn out to be.
This is the biggest one we've done so far. Yeah. Absolutely.
Say it, and it will be true.
It will be true.
Yes. So, as you say, you do festivals very nicely, and you know how to do them. So what have you learned, and what comes together to integrate all of the different things that make Massapequa special and to make that a special festivals situation and scenario?
I think one of the things we do is sort of play to our assets. Like, we don't, you know, we love the fact that we have galleries, so we have people play music in the gallery, so we make sure people get there. We use our campus in new and exciting ways and sort of get people to really appreciate where they are and, you know, not to just be here to hear the music, but also to see what's around them and sort of have this really unique, rare opportunity to hear music in this great space. So I think that's one of the things we do to just really help Massapequa rise in the festivals.
I think that we bring a lot of Massapequa fans to the music scene who might not otherwise dip a toe in, as well as bringing all these music lovers, people who've been doing the Bluegrass Festival circuit all summer, to Massapequa for Fresh Grass, and they get exposed to all the amazing art that we have. So
here's the thing, and I just know this from my most recent experience of Solid Sound, is that you guys are just surprisingly relaxed with people, and you protect the artwork and you're around there, and yet you don't freak out. There's not a lot of yelling, which I think is lovely and quite rare, I must say, in those situations.
We have a great leader, I think, in Joe Let It Roll Thompson. Like, nothing fazes him, and we all sort of fall in line behind that.
Because, I mean, people are kind of streaming in and out of, and there's nobody, because normally, I mean, you guys have all been to these kind of festivals where you're like, don't go there, you know, and you have to bracelet, and you have to, that's green, and you need orange, and there's all that stuff. You don't do that, and it's very nice.
It's funny, one of the things you asked what we've learned by doing these festivals, I said, and I don't know if it's what we've learned, but we sort of have mastered sort of the let it roll, or sort of let just, you know, you can approach things, you can get the same results by approaching it in a nice friendly manner. And we want people to feel comfortable at our venue always. So that's sort of the approach we have. And we, you know, tell that to our volunteers and we tell that to our staff, and we try to just sort of smile when we're delivering whatever message we need to deliver.
And we also have the luxury of space. I mean, our
well, that's true.
Venues are massive, so
you can let people roll all over the place.
So people might be in a hurry to get there, but we know that they'll find, you know, a comfortable spot when they do. So
there's always something to.
It's our mission to help them sort of relax and get into the North Adams of it all.
Absolutely. So when it comes to putting together this festival, what comes first? Is it the music, and then everything sort of follows suit?
Yeah, we definitely sort of curate the days and the festivals and think about how we want the days to flow and the whole festival weekend to flow, and then the details follow. And the other thing that we do when we're planning these things is try to, you know, add a few other small to large details that just are a new twist or a different way of, you know, thinking about it. And we also try not to reinvent every wheel. When it works, let's not redo it.
Right.
Let's keep
it. If it works, it works.
Right. If it works, it works. But I think we're also really good at listening to our audience and sort of trying to take some of their ideas and put them into action. And so we'll do that again this year. But again, we also don't want to reinvent every wheel. So, but we try to have a few surprises, few nooks and crannies, new ideas. So it's not also the same festival over and over again.
Okay. So what's new? What can we expect?
What's new? Poetry.
Poetry is going to come for the kids area. We had a poetry foundation there on Salad Sound, but one of their features was a restored retro camper where they have some typewriters and do poetry on the fly. And they were so fun that they're going to come back to the kids area. We also are going to have some Williams College students doing sort of an instrument petting zoo. So that's new. Story Communications is going to be sort of looking at their DIY business and books. So those sort of, and our workshops are not necessarily new. We've had them before, but I think it's a rare thing that we do at Mass MoCA and the Fresh Grass Festival. And so those workshops are, you know, interesting and a whole another way for people to expand their brains a little bit while they're here. The Fresh Grass Award contest is expanded as well. So we started that, and that idea is so taken off, and it's great. Our audience loves it because we're sort of exposing them to the newest up and coming future to be rising stars of bluegrass. So they can watch that award happening right before their eyes. So it's really fun to bring them into that process.
But maybe the most obvious new thing that we have is we're going a little country this year. Dwight Yoakam is headlining on Saturday night.
That is very cool. Of course, he is well celebrated in the field of music, but also a wonderful actor and has so much going on. It's really quite extraordinary.
He's the king of honky tonk, which is we always like to say that Mass MoCA is part museum, part honky tonk. So people have sort of, you know, they scrunch up their face when they hear Dwight Yoakam at a bluegrass festival. His music is steeped, is rooted in his country music is rooted in bluegrass. But we think that there's almost no better artist to send up Saturday night at Fresh Grass.
Also, you have the Punch Brothers, which we heard
not
a little bit.
Not to mention
of
the Punch Brothers.
Yeah.
Friday night. We try to, as you said in your introduction, thank you, we focus on traditional bluegrass music and then sort of emerging artists and people who are pushing the genre forward. And the Punch Brothers are a little of both. They certainly respect the tradition, but they play around the edges as well, so.
When you look at the excitement that is coming in now, what do people? I mean, is it basically okay? We trust you. We love bluegrass. We're going to go and have a great time at the festival. Or is it, oh my God, Dwight Yoakam? I guess it's sort of all of the above.
I was going to say, I think it's a little bit of both. And I think it's what's interesting about this festival is I hear equally, I'm really excited about Dwight Yoakam. I'm really excited by Del McCoury. I'm really excited by Punch Brothers. And all of those three are not necessarily what you would equally hear. And I think that's kind of the beauty of the festival is that people do trust us, but also are open to sort of knowing that there's different things for all parts of the audience, but that brings everyone together, and I think that's exciting. And so I think that does pump up the excitement and enthusiasm, because you can be excited about Punch Brothers on one night and then Dwight Yoakam the very next. That's pretty cool.
Last year, we had this wonderful Irish roots musician, Liam O'Moynley, who's the band leader for the Hot House Flowers, whom we never tire of talking about. But he was such a he played a hand drum and a recorder and enchanted thousands of people on Saturday afternoon. It was revelatory. So I think people, they'll buy in because they see Punch or Dell or Dwight, but they also, they come and they know that we're going to throw something just in, that there's a wild card waiting for them, and they look forward to that too.
Yeah.
We hope so.
Yeah.
We've got a couple.
And it's also interesting to see sort of the people that we sort of put on as emerging or sort of younger bands and the trajectory they've had, like Green Sky Bluegrass when they first came, where sort of, they were doing fine in the bluegrass world, but now their career is completely different 2 years later. So it's pretty great to have that trajectory right before us at our festival. And we've seen them, we've watched that happen. So it's been fun.
The Fresh Grass Bluegrass Festival takes place at Massmocha on Friday through Sunday. That's this Friday through Sunday, the 18th through the 20th. And you can find out more information about the festival by going to freshgrass.com, freshgrass.com. And we are joined this morning by Sue Killam, who is Massmocha's Managing Director of Performing Arts, and Jody Joseph, Director of Communications. So what is the, as you say, you learn a lot in festivals, and I assume you learn a lot from Solid Sound. I mean, that's really, right? Is that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think Solid Sound was our entree into festivals, so it definitely helps us, helped us sort of learn this business. But also, it just, the more you do it, the more you get into presenting it. And it's great. We have a lot of the repeat vendors coming back, so that they all know how that works. The city knows how it works. We know how it works. The more we do it, the a little bit easier we like to do. We don't get to get too comfortable. We want to keep on our toes.
Well, no, I can't imagine having that many people come out. Anything about that is comfortable, right? I mean, you're still on pins and needles that everything's going to, all the artists are going to show up.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we've managed that before.
Yeah, I know. There's probably, don't you reach a point? I know we have here, and I shouldn't jinx it, but you reach a point where you think to yourself, just about anything that can happen. I mean, I had a guest die. So, once you do that, pretty much anything that happens, I'm good. You can handle it.
You get the call from the artist who's at LaGuardia thinking they're 15 minutes from the festival, right. And you can just bop over and pick them up. And, wow, that was a schedule change on the fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you're right. You do kind of learn how to roll with it. You get a little, at peace with it. And it's the beauty of live music and live festivals, right? Life happens and you just got to roll with that and enjoy the ride. So
isn't it different? Is it, in talking to people in the art world of, and we just had a curator in here yesterday, that they're looking at planning for 2021, I believe, or something like that. I mean, it's just so far out. And then suddenly you enter this world where it's much more immediate, right?
Much more immediate. And, we can plan it out, but still, there's something about the live performance that you can have every notion in your brain worked out, but there's the reality that, so when somebody hits the stage and when they're there, the live part of it's going to take over and it's going to be what it's going to be. And you never know what's going to happen.
Often at Massmocha, it's a little magic that happens. I think our audience would say so, and so frequently our
artists too,
do as well.
It's a very cool vibe and a very cool place to be and to see music and to just enjoy people around you. So my question to you is, and I'll ask both of you separately, how do you think we can best, what advice would you have to best enjoy the festival for the weekend?
I would say that make sure you explore all the venues. The main, both of our main stages are fantastic and have obviously the great bands that we've curated, but take a moment, sort of wander into the galleries. Don't forget that there's a beautiful, amazing art museum there, and it will have music in it. The pop-up stage is sort of filled with local bands as well as our award contests. So if you don't want to go to the contest, you can still catch some of the On the Rise folks. So the pop-up stage is a pretty exciting moment to be there. And I guess pretty much just, you know, keep your eyes open and sort of look in every nook and cranny.
I would second all of that and add almost only to take a break, and you'll get, there's plenty of music there for you. Go to downtown, visit our home city, check out the stores on Main Street, have a drink at a bar, grab a sit-down dinner service at a restaurant, come back, we'll still be there. And maybe the other thing I would say is don't miss the Fresh Grass IPA. People's Pint in Greenfield comes over and they brew a beer. They grow fresh grass hops. They brew a special fresh grass beer. And it is mighty tasty.
I've had it.
Then we'll see you on the field for a while.
Very, very good. Very, very, very good. Okay, so all of this is happening this weekend, and you're both remarkably calm for that being the case, but I thank you for that. The Fresh Grass Bluegrass Festival at Massmoka takes place this Friday through Sunday, September 18th through the 20th. To learn more information, visit freshgrass.com. So how do you get tickets? Do you get a day, a weekend? How does that all work?
We have limited single-day tickets available for, right now they're still available for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have festival passes available, so a three-day ticket that'll save you some bucks. And there's camping about a half mile from the festival as well.
Ooh.
So come and stay in downtown North Adams.
And are you responsible? Like, do you have anything to do with the camping, or do you just farm that out?
Yeah, no, we do.
We work with the city. We work with the Ropes program. It's a fundraiser for the Ropes program, but we work with them, and but yeah, we do have a lot to do with it too. We help them staff it, and we sell it, and it's really fun. And people
campfires
enjoy staying
and
there.
Yeah, banjos all night, or no banjos if that's what you need.
What, do you have a no banjo section?
We do.
There really is a no banjo section.
You know, there are there's a quiet section, so yeah. It's very family welcoming to families.
The cranky bluegrass lovers.
You're not one of those, are you, Jim?
No, I would know. I want to hear the music. Although I probably just won't be camping anyway.
The camping's fun.
Of course
for
it
others.
Is. I love the idea of it.
Yeah, me too.
The Fresh Grass Bluegrass Festival at Massmoka takes place this Friday through Sunday, September 18th through the 20th. To learn more information, visit freshgrass.com. Sue Killam and Jody Joseph, thank you very much for being with us. What a delight to have you both here. I will. I just wish you all the luck in the world. It's going to be a great time.
We'll hope to see you this weekend.
I can't
wait.
Yeah,
thanks
thank
so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Fresh
you.
Grass.
Reminder, if you want to hear anything about this again or hear other segments, wamc.org/roundtable. And to learn more about Fresh Grass, go to freshgrass.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.